听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book 2. Unit 26. Traveling. 1. Lesson 51. Part 1. Warming up exercises.Numbers and time around the world. Listen carefully. Write the miles and the hours and the minutes.
Maria left Mexico City on August 15th. She flew first from Mexico City to Rio de Janeiro. This trip was 4,769 miles. It took 5 hours and 10 minutes.Next, after visiting a few days in Rio, she flew to Sydney, Australia, a distance of 8,414 miles. It took 10 hours and 30 minutes. Then she flew from Sydney to Shanghai, 4,879 miles.6 hours and 5 minutes. In flight. From Shanghai, she flew to Bombay. 3,140 miles. The flight took 8 hours and 15 minutes.From Bombay, she went to Baghdad, 2,015 miles. This flight took 4 hours and 40 minutes. Then she flew from Baghdad to Istanbul, a distance of 1,006 miles.The flight took 3 hours and 20 minutes.From Istanbul, she flew to Berlin, Germany, 1,075 miles. This flight took 3 hours and 35 minutes. Then, she flew from Berlin to New York City, 3,980 miles.This trip took 7 hours and 20 minutes. She stayed in New York City for 8 weeks. Then she returned to her home city of Mexico City, 2,086 miles. This flight took 4 hours and 10 minutes.
Part 2.
Travel Book. There are several ways you can find out about the countries and places you wish to visit. You can talk to friends who have traveled to the places, or you can go and see a color film about them, or you can read travel books.It would seem that there are three kinds of travel books. The first are those that give a personal, subjective account of travels which the author has actually made himself. If they are informative and have a good index, then they can be useful to you when you are planning your travels. The second kind are those books whose purpose is to give a purely objective description of things to be done and seen. If a well-read, cultured person has written such a book, then it is even more useful. It can be classified as a selective guidebook. The third kind are those books which are called a guide to some place or other. If they're good, they will, in addition to their factual information, give an analysis or an interpretation. Like the first kind, they can be inspiring and entertaining. But their primary function is to assist the reader who wishes to plan in the most practical way. Whatever kind of travel book you choose, you must make sure that it does not describe everything as marvelous, fabulous, or magical. You must also note its date of publication, because travel is a very practical affair, and many things change quickly in the 20th century. Finally, you should make sure that the contents are well presented and easy to find.
Exercises. Complete the outline with the information you hear on the tape.
Part 3. Seeing the travel agent.
Hello? I would like to see some of your brochures. I'm thinking of taking a trip.
Here are some. Where would you like to go?
Well, perhaps to Hong Kong, or perhaps to the Philippines. I'm not sure. Have you any suggestion?
Well, we have a nice package tour to Australia.
No, not Australia.
We also have a group tour to Hong Kong. It leaves once a week, every week.
What about a cruise?
Yes, we have boats that go to many Pacific islands.
What exactly is included in these trips?
Please read the brochures. Cruises include all food and the ship is your hotel. You may visit many exciting ports.
What about the package tours and the group tours?
They all include a first-class hotel, city tours, baggage handling, and some even include meals. We have to know which one you want before we can tell you everything.
I think I'll just take these brochures home and study them. Thank you very much for your help.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions. Exercise 2. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape.